Welcome. We're starting Sefer B'Midbar. We're beginning a Sefer B'Midbar. There's a the Torah counts all the Shvatim and tells us how they're lined up. So he says, why are we counting them here? It seems it's specifically to tell you how they're lined up and about their various different flags, that there were flags representing each of the Shvatim. As he says, we have to understand something here. Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim once upon a time. So they left Mitzrayim. It says, Yatsu b'nei Yisrael at Sivotam. And it says, Chamushim b'nei Yisrael. So, yes, we do know some Midrashim that explain Chamushim, that one-fifth of them left, etc. But probably what it means, and the pshat, could be that it's that they were armed, that they left like an army. Am Yisrael didn't flee Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, their heads held high, right? After the Eser Mako, the Mitzrayim chased them out. They want them to get out of here. So Am Yisrael didn't run away, but rather they left like a free people. So why was there no flag until now in Sefer B'Midbar? That was all the way back in Sefer Shemot. Now in Sefer B'Midbar, all of a sudden they have flags. That's the Emes Yaakov's question. And his answer is that on one level, seemingly, flags are something that makes us different. If one Shevet is holding up flag A and one Shevet is holding up flag B, so it's like they're two different teams. I don't know, color war, but meaning they're under flag, they're marching under flag A and they're marching under flag B. By definition, when two flags aren't the same, they're different. So aren't we creating some sort of division? What happened to Achdus? What happened to unity of the nation? Especially when each flag, it's not just, you could have 10 flags all for the same thing. You know, it's just one is the logo large, one small, one it's in the corner, it's different colors, it's all the same. But no, their flags, one Shevet had a Ayala, had a ram or a deer, one of them had a snake, one of them had a donkey. They all had the symbols of their nations. Their colors represented the color of their stone on the Choshen. So clearly these flags are meant to make them all different. So you might think that the flags are going to cause disunity. He says that difference is only true when there's not a unifying factor. And he gives a beautiful mashal. He says, your eyes see, your ears hear. Are your eyes and your ears working against each other? No, they're all working together. How are they working together? They're working together to help you function. You can see and you can hear, and that way you can best ascertain as to what's going on in a certain situation. You can use your judgment to figure out how to act and react. Says that makes sense that your eyes and ears are working together. Says so too the two different Degalim, each Shevet using its special skills, its special tchunot. This one is like a snake and this one is like a donkey. They can be working together all for the same goal. That only happens at what point? Something changed now between Shemot and right here in B'Midbar. And what changed? Now we have the Mishkan. Now Am Yisrael is all camped around the Mishkan. So when everybody is all working together for one big goal, one great goal as a team, so it doesn't matter that there's different people and different groups with different roles and different skills and interests. Your eyes see and your ears hear, but they all help you. And so this Shevet can be like a lion and this Shevet can be like a snake, and yet they're all working together, Am Yisrael as a whole. So he said, the reason why Am Yisrael didn't leave Mitzrayim with flags, even though they were able to leave Al Tzivutam and Chamushim, and they left with their heads held high, even though that's true, it still wasn't right that now each Shevet would have flags. Because there wasn't yet this unifying factor of the Mishkan. Only when there's a Merkaz Ruchani, when there's a central spiritual source around which they are all revolving and working on and working towards and helping and facilitating, only then is there no problem with flags. Flags could be a risk. Flags could make 12 different teams. No. Once we have the Mishkan, we're all on the Mishkan team. So we may all have different roles in the Mishkan, but we're all on the Mishkan team. And then each Shevet can have its own flag. And
and we can all work together that way. So there's important lessons to be learned from this. First of all, when everybody can have a different role, people can have different strengths and skills, and we want them all and we need them all in Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's number one. Shevet Aleph and Shevet Bet, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all the Shvatim, some of them have different skills, and the Midrashim tell us that this Shevet was known for being very very aggressive, and this Shevet was known for being very wise, and this Shevet for being very judgmental, etc. There's different tchunot, different characteristics that each Shevet represented, and that's not a problem. All the different types work together to help Am Yisrael in various different ways and help them be what they're supposed to be. At the same time, we need them all. We say, Russian, you know, we're about to come to Shavuos next week. So, Yisrael, Am Yisrael, what is Yisrael Rosh Tevarov? Yeshishim Rivo Otiot LaTorah. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. You know, the Torah is puzzle if it's missing one letter. Torah is puzzle if we're missing part of Am Yisrael. We need them all. We need everybody. Everybody, even if they're different than us, even if they have different interests and skills than us, we need them all. And we need them all to unite around our common goal of spreading the Torah and spreading Hashem's word. So may we be zocheh to learn that message and internalize that message this Shabbos, B'Midbar, and this coming Shavuos.